Hello and welcome to Uniper's Market Insights. We are back after the summer break and of course very happy that you tuned in again. This is normally the part where I welcome our chief analyst Gregor Petz, but he's currently at the GasTech Fair in Italy where Uniper is also present. However, since there's no Market Insights without Gregor, we have recorded an interview with him from the Uniper stand where he will tell us all about the GasTech and the corresponding topics. But before we do this, here's a quick summary of what you have missed on the energy markets over the summer. The energy complex took a breather when the meeting between Putin and Trump was announced and hopes came up for a resolution of the war in the Ukraine. Gas and oil prices came down and some contracts even saw new lows for this year. Prices then rose again as the chances for a solution faded and energy infrastructure like refineries and pipelines continued to be targeted in these areas. Of course, UF tariff talks also impacted prices. A further 25% increase to a total of 50% on Indian exports drove oil prices higher after Trump criticized India's ongoing Russian oil purchases. Oil prices then declined on the back of OPEC Plus's announcement to ramp up production this month and slightly further in October. However, the latest attacks from Israel on the Hamas in Qatar supported prices. Gas prices in general also had a bearish summer, but of course were also influenced by the overall geopolitical developments. The potential of further US sanctions against Russia was a bullish factor, and the customs agreement between the EU and the US was a bearish factor, just to name a few examples. The start of the heavier Norwegian maintenance period from the end of August has restricted gas supply, but nothing unexpected at this point. When it comes to gas, Uniper also had some news over the summer. Uniper signed an 8-year physical gas agreement with Tourmaline Oil Corporation, which is Canada's largest producer of natural gas. For more information on that, visit our website uniper.energy. We continue with LNG. Here, Asian and European prices softened due to comfortable supply and muted demand in Asia. In the US, we saw several facilities returning from maintenance, leading to record export volumes. Europe was the preferred destination for US LNG, which allowed to fill gas storages closer to the mandated levels. The European levels are currently slightly below 80%, so this is quite decent, however, behind volumes from last year. The CO2 market was stable during the summer, lately with a slightly upward move. This is mainly due to late compliance buying ahead of the end of September deadline for the 2024 emission certificate surrender. Some interesting side notes here. For the first time, the shipping sector is participating, and it was also reported that funds are increasing their long positions with the anticipation of a tighter market in 2026. Last but not least, the power market, which moved more or less sideways in the summer. When movements occurred, they were mainly in line with the gas market. Prices here were and are currently supported by the mentioned stronger CO2 prices. And in addition, we saw strikes in France, mainly leading to restrictions for nuclear, which also lifted the surrounding power markets due to the cross-border flows. As a small side note, in the summer, it was reported that jellyfish led to a shutdown of a nuclear power plant in France. So you see, it doesn't have to be a political driver most of the time. It simply can be jellyfish moving the markets. And that's our summer summary. Not sure how I can bridge this from jellyfish in France to the GasTech in Milano, where we welcome our chief analyst, Gregor Petz. Hi, Gregor.
Hi, Florian.
Gregor, good to see you. Were you aware that jellyfish led to a shutdown of a power plant over the summer?
Yeah, sure. That was in France, a major nuclear power plant, and they had jellyfish in their cooling water intake. So that's fortunately, that was solved then pretty quickly.
Gregor, you are at the GasTech for us. Can you upfront share with us a little bit more on what the GasTech is all about, please?
Yeah, GasTech is one of the most important industrial meetings. Everybody who wants to buy or sell gas or LNG can meet here, and also people who provide the technology for the production and transportation of gas are here in one place. And this makes it so attractive because you can meet everyone basically in one place, and you save a lot of travel if you are here and meet the people.
And what is the mood on site? What is the first impression so far?
Yes, it's a good atmosphere. It's business as usual, so it's very much concrete, it's practical. So we had in the previous years a lot of euphoria about new green energy, and that has turned now into a more concrete action to bring these things to life. So that's fair to say that it's very much a let's do it attitude.
Gregor, when you look at the topic of gas and LNG as a chief analyst, how important is this topic?
LNG is a growing business. We will see over the next coming years a 50% increase of the LNG production capacity worldwide, and that reflects the demand for the LNG. It's needed in many countries who increase their energy demand, and LNG, of course, is better than used coal from a climate perspective. So it's important for them. It's also important from a security of supply perspective, not only for countries in Asia, but also for Europe. As we know, we've built out LNG regasification capacity in Europe and to be resilient against supply shocks. So it's overall, it's a very important technology, a very important energy.
Climate tech and hydrogen are also categories on the gas tech. What is shown here and where will the journey take us here, and are we ready? What is your thought on that?
Well, the euphoria when it comes to green energy is now replaced by a more balanced consideration between decarbonization, security of supply, and affordability of the energy. The affordability of the energy, after all, some customers need to buy the energy, and they need to buy the energy at the price at which it's produced. And this is very much at the center of the discussions right now. How can we bring reliable and affordable and decarbonized energy to the markets? These are very practical discussions. Here are many startups who consider the production and the use of hydrogen, very often in a more local framework, the transportation using advanced technology, for example, hydrogen being transported in the form of ammonia, also using liquid hydrogen carriers. These are very much at the center of the discussion, and not least methane reduction or avoidance of methane emissions from production and transport of natural gas. So all of these questions are being discussed here.
A completely new area is the artificial intelligence topic on the gas tech. Can you share with us what is shown here and what role it will play for the energy markets in the future?
Yeah, AI affects the energy world in many ways. So in the production, for example, of natural gas, AI helps to make that more efficient, to detect new reservoirs, for example, and for the maintenance of technical equipment, AI is very helpful and very crucial. AI, through the use of electricity, creates additional demand in data centers. That, of course, is electrical energy, but that has to be produced, and that often is then done by natural gas. So this is the second way in which it affects the energy world. And the third one is, for example, in trading. So AI is very useful to detect changes in the market, to very early detect trends, and helps you to put on the right trading position.
All right, then. At Uniper, how are we using it? Are we using it?
For Uniper, AI is of strategic importance for the reasons I mentioned. We are using it, for example, in our technical operations to support maintenance. We are using it to make our processes, our internal processes, more efficient, to automate processes. And the third way is, as I said, in trading. So AI can be used to detect market trends and to help us to trade our positions in the best possible way. So overall, it's strategic. That's also underlined by our strategic partnership with Microsoft that we have announced recently.
All right, Gregor, thank you very much for your insights as usual. And of course, I'm happy if you stand next to me for the next episode again. Safe travels and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much and ciao from Milano.
All right, that's it already. A special thank you to Uniper Portfolio Solutions for putting together the market data. If you out there are in need of portfolio management or need some advice on energy procurement, they can assist you. I will make sure to post the link to their website in the comments. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Hope you tune in next time again. As I mentioned, we are available on all video and audio platforms, and see you next time.